I'm Mark Bayshore. You're listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Current State Scott Pohl's been following the making of a movie in Michigan for our series Movie Making in Michigan, and we've met a couple of people involved in this project, and it's time for part three. Scott, what's the latest?
Hi, Mark. Well, the biggest news with this project that I can tell you now is what the movie's going to be called. For our earlier installments, these guys hadn't yet gotten permission for the title they wanted to use. Now they have, though. The story takes place in Detroit's Eastern Market, and that's what their movie is called. It's called Eastern Market. We've met with the writer, Rich Gotiri, and the director, Patrick Moog. Today's talk is with Michael Malai. He's working with Gotiri on the script and helping get the film produced. We started by talking about how important Eastern Market is to this story.
Right. We met with the folks down at Eastern Market, and they gave us right to use. They were very receptive to it, and they're very excited about the film being made. And it was a good meeting.
Tell people in Lansing what's special about Eastern Market.
In my own personal experiences, I grew up in Detroit. I'm born and raised here. In Greektown and Eastern Market, both those areas were very well tied in for me. I was in wholesale foods when I was younger. All of us were. We all worked in the restaurants at my uncle's restaurants. I sold butter, eggs, milk, cheese, and did the whole thing down there. We all worked at my uncle's meat plant down there at one point or another during summer vacation. And at one time, there was about 900 vendors at the Eastern Market. And it all the way through, going all the way back to the, even during the riots, the city may have shut down, but the Eastern Market did. It still had to hustle and bustle and work its way through it. And even when my grandfather first came to America, he worked at the Eastern Market, like in 1915. So he had been down there, lived on Woodward, and went to work down there at a produce place. You know, so it's a long history of the Eastern Market.
You know, having attended a read through of the script and having a good sense for what's happening in the story, Eastern Market, people might think it's just the locale for this story. It's almost a character in the story.
It's definitely a character. When Rich first wrote the story, he had worked at the Eastern Market when he first came to Detroit from New York. He had worked down there at a meat place. And a lot of the characters were born out of real people. So it is a character. If you've been at the Eastern Market, in the summertime it has a certain scent about it. In the wintertime it has a certain scent about it. It has a feel about it. Nobody calls any one business down there by its name. They always say, down at the market. You know, down at the market, down at the Eastern Market. And that's pretty much, it is a character. It has its own life. You know, it's very old and it hasn't died.
One of the things I wanted to talk with you about has to do with writing and rewriting. Writing is rewriting, a lot of people say. And you've been involved in rewriting this script. Can you tell me how you approach that? When you're looking at someone else's work and then putting your own... and giving your own input to it. Tell me how that works.
Well, Rich Gotiri, who was the main writer on it originally, and it was his brainchild, had wrote it quite some years ago and had optioned it, got it back, had tried to develop and said, hey, I want to keep this for myself for one day. Well, then he asked me to come in and to help him breathe new life into it, look at the characters. We changed the characters around. We rewrote the story by going in there and making it more contemporary, you know, looking for maybe flaws that weren't flowing right. Then we brought Pat Moog in as director, and he handed us a big set of notes. We just got done doing a rewrite on a major script, a $25 million movie, and we literally went through 44 rewrites, which I thought was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Until we had to rewrite Eastern Market. Make these changes, but don't change the story. And, you know, at first we were like flabbergasted. And every one of, you know, Pat's calls were like dead on. It was absolutely a good call. Sometimes you're a little close to a story. You're not changing it, but, you know, you're so close to it, you can't see the differences, you know. And it takes a fresh eye to be able to say, hey, maybe you want to take the story here. Maybe this needs to change. This isn't working for me. And being able to go in there strategically and look at it and then stepping back and looking at it again, that's pretty much rewriting.
Have you worked as a rewriter, so to speak, on other projects?
Yes, yes.
Is this one working pretty in a similar fashion, would you say?
Yeah, it's different because we're a little too close to it, you know, too close to the story. So it was that I think that's what made it the hardest rewrite I've ever done. You know, saying, okay, this is your life, but this is the way it should go. You know, that's what was a little different because, you know, become too attached to something, it is a little harder. William Goldman, who wrote Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, I met him some years back, and we were at a conference. I didn't know who he was at first, which was really cool because he was such a nice guy. We were sitting at a table with a group of other writers, and it all made sense afterward. He said, if you want to stay in this business, he goes, there's one thing that you got to learn, you know, and it's to embrace the notes. If you don't embrace the notes, you know, you're not going to last. He says, most of those notes, he says, many of them won't even make sense. Everybody needs a job, and they're going to be giving you things to write. Are you kidding me? He says, keep that first version of the script. By the time you're done with the rewrites, you have another script that you could sell because that story won't resemble the original script that the studio gave, you know, gave you the notes on. So I've tried to live by, embrace the notes by the director.
So what version number might you count this at right now? And is it the final version?
There's never a final version. The final version is going to happen on set. An actor may give you notes. The director may look at it and say, you know what, this isn't working. We got to change this. Hey, writer, come sit down here. Let's try to play this out. Let's get the actor involved. I want to try it this way. Can you write something up like that? So I don't think there's a final version till after it's in the can and, you know, somebody's running it.
You know, you hear about how Woody Allen makes films, for instance, where the actors are only given their part of the script. They don't know the rest of the story, and they're not allowed to ad-lib at all. What's your approach in that regard to seeing your words in production, in the production phase?
Exactly. It has to be exact. only in a perfect world. But that's a writer talking. I work as an actor as well, and if an actor has input, I think that's great that the director would allow him to bring it in.
The read-through that I attended, you read one of the parts. Were you filling a slot? Were you maybe hoping to actually act in this particular film?
That role that I was reading for was for Paul Backus, the meat company owner, and that's the part that I'm booked to play. So
you are going to be in it?
Yeah, I'm going to be working in it. It's a fun part. Kind of fashioned him a little bit after somebody I knew. Several people that I knew kind of combined together, and it'll be an honor to play the role. It'll be fun.
I have to confess that sitting there that day, I could see you in that part, and I could hear your voice in that part.
The guy's a little bit of a prick. He's the mentor to the main characters in the story. Not so much a good mentor, but he's their boss, and they've known him all their life. The father worked for him, so there's a long history between them.
In summation, then, are you happy with the pace of this project? That reading was now a couple of months ago, or are you about where you thought you'd be at this point?
You know, I think so. I think it's moving at a good pace. Nothing good comes fast. It's like, you know, you plant a garden and it grows. It takes a few months to see something out of it. You sit there and you stare at the dirt, you know, saying, I don't see nothing green yet. You know, I think we can see the green now. You know, it's starting to sprout up, especially after this last rewrite that Pat had us do. So it took a little longer than we expected it to, but I think the time was well worth it. Still got some tweaking to do.
Always.
Yeah, always.
Michael Mulai is co-writer, rewriter, now actor also in the in-production film Eastern Market. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.